Brilliant. Now, I've got a story here about conservation. Now, most conservation effort seems to be put into species which are pretty or otherwise attractive to humans, things like pandas. But often there's no point in trying to conserve them if their ecosystem collapses. For example, there's no point in trying to stop anyone killing pandas if the bamboo they live on dies out. In simple cases like this, the result's obvious. But in most ecosystems, in what way each species is dependent on one another is so complicated, it's very hard to predict the knock-on effects of losing one species without using a huge, complicated computer model. And by the time you get something as complicated as real life, the computer models just get so unwieldy they tend to fall over and not be able to cope. Now, according to Stefano Alencia and his colleagues, Google's PageRank might hold the answer to this problem.
Google is the answer to everything, isn't it? Is there anything that Google can't do?
Well, this isn't using Google just by like searching the answer of like is killing all the giraffes going to cause major ecological collapse in Africa?
Okay, so tell us how it works.
Okay, now Google's PageRank is the way that Google tells basically whether a page is any good. Basically, Google works on the principle that if lots of other important sites are linking to your site, then your site is probably important too. And so they rank every site by this thing called page rank, and the ones with the highest page rank for a given results for a search will get on the result, come back to you first. Now, Stefano has been applying this to food webs. So if lions, hyenas and leopards, etc., all eat a certain type of gazelle, then they'll transfer some of their importance to the gazelle. And depending on how much their diet is gazelle, if they eat only a gazelle once every 3 weeks, then it won't be very much their importance. But if it's a major part of their diet, then a lot of it will go across.
So you can structure your ecosystem and work out how important different aspects of it are to other bits and so on. So you can see how the energy and the density of these links are across the whole food web, basically.
Right, yeah, and then you essentially do a search and find out which of the which species are going to be the most dangerous to lose. And he's done this, and using his PageRank system, it gives the similar sort of results to the big, complicated, expensive computer models. And as we know, PageRank scales to hugely complicated systems. It works for the web, so it should work for complicated, real ecological systems.
Brilliant. Thank you, Dave. Well, let's keep an eye on that one. Did they say particularly if any animal is absolutely critical? It's not a blue bottle or something unpleasant like that.
They haven't put any major systems in yet, but yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. Thank you, Dave. Well, this is The Naked Scientist. It's our science phone-in show, so if you have any science questions for us, you can send them in. chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith, me, Diana O'Carroll, and Dave Ansell. You can also tune in to us live online from anywhere in the world. There's a link to the web stream on the front page of our website, and that's at thenakedscientists.com. And we're also live in the virtual world of Second Life at the Cylands. Hello to all of you Second Lifers.
Thank you, Diana.